A tent was installed behind the home of UVA President Teresa Sullivan. Uniformed waiters poured wine, and caterers had prepared an appealing buffet for about 100 invited guests. But this was no ordinary soirée.
On essaie de trouver un endroit pour manger lorsqu'on rentrera à Washington D.C. Voilà, exactement.
One guest of honor was the French ambassador, who had driven down from Washington to make a prestigious award.
La Légion d'honneur is France's highest award. It was created by Napoleon in 1802 to reward extraordinary accomplishments chosen by the President of France personally.
But few Americans have heard of Trinh Tuan, a professor of astronomy and the author of more than 230 articles and 11 books that help laymen to understand science. He was born in Hanoi, raised in Saigon, and educated in French.
I was always a very curious kid. You know, I always ask questions about why the sky is blue, why things move, you know, things like that. So I wanted then to go and study physics.
But when the time came for university, diplomatic relations with France had broken down, so Tuan could not go to Paris.
So I applied to free school, MIT, Caltech, and then Princeton, because my idol was Einstein, and Einstein worked at Princeton.
All three accepted him. And the decision came down to the Beach Boys.
In Vietnam, I listened to the Beach Boys, you know, chanting the wonders of the beaches, California girls, and so I decided, well, let's go to Caltech.
He had great professors and the largest telescope in the world at that time, Mount Palomar. Many members of the physics faculty were studying space, identifying quasars and pulsars, and Neil Armstrong was walking on the moon. How could a young man in this place at this time study anything but astrophysics? After getting his bachelor's degree, he got a Ph.D. at Princeton, returned to Caltech for a postdoc, and then in 1976 accepted his first teaching position at the University of Virginia.
In part because of Thomas Jefferson. He's my American hero.
And having the National Radio Astronomy Observatory nearby didn't hurt. These days, he watches the cosmos through the Hubble telescope and recently identified the youngest galaxy in the universe.
By just looking at how bright the stars are and what are the color, if they're red, then we know they are old. And if they're blue, then we know they're young. So by looking at the color and the brightness, one can tell how old they are.
Despite his love of space, he's never aspired to be an astronaut. It's enough for him to stand on the Earth and study the stars. Even after he was knighted, his feet remained firmly on the ground.
Chevalier de la Légion d'honneur.
Back in his office, crowded with books and papers, wearing a light blue cardigan sweater, he vowed to keep teaching and doing research.
It's nice to be recognized, but I would say honor and wealth is probably not, in the end, the basis of life. It's more the relationship you have with other human beings, and then the satisfaction that you derive from your work.
In becoming a French knight, Tuan joins a select group of Americans honored in this way. Among them, Presidents Dwight Eisenhower and Ronald Reagan, Generals Patton, Powell, and Petraeus, Julia Child and Barbara Streisand, Bob Dylan, Miles Davis, Jerry Lewis, Bruce Willis, and Walt Disney. I'm Sandy Houseman.